Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so for news, feature reports, and music from our Caribbean region. But first, let's switch to our Caribbean news desk to take a look at some of the stories making headlines here at this hour. Stay tuned. The Bahamas government announced earlier this week its decision to offer guaranteed loans for small and medium-sized businesses casualties of Hurricane Dorian. Bahamas Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Peter Turnquest said on Wednesday that $10 million will be available from the Dorman Fund to help small businesses in Abaco and Grand Bahama, which were affected when the Category 5 Dorians slammed into the two islands last month. He said the Access Accelerator, Small Businesses Development Center, through the Ministry of Finance and private financial partners, is offering government-guaranteed loans to micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises directly impacted by the powerful storm. He said that Grand Bahama and Abaco represent 18% of the overall gross domestic product in the Bahamas and that it is imperative to get them back and up and running as near to normal as quickly as possible. The $10 million fund will facilitate grants, loan guarantees, and equity capital for entrepreneurs residing and displaced from Abaco and Grand Bahama. Displaced business persons need to fill out an application form, which will be reviewed. It is anticipated that the process will take no more than 10 business days, and disbursements for grants and microloans will be processed in 4 to 5 business days. The Bahamas Chamber of Commerce will verify the authenticity of businesses seeking to access funding and will ensure transparency and accountability. Jamaica and South Africa have signed an air service agreement under which Jamaicans will soon be able to travel directly to the African nation. Jamaica's Minister of Transport and Mining, Robert Mugabe, said the arrangement comes after many years of trying to secure the deal with several stops and starts. Minister Mugabe expressed satisfaction with the arrangement that facilitates direct flights between the two nations. He pointed out, "In order to get to South Africa, you no longer need to go to Panama, Brazil, New York, or London. The possibility exists that you can go from Kingston straight into Johannesburg." The minister added that the new arrangement will also open up opportunities for trade, tourism, study, and travel. In the meantime, he said, the Jamaican government is in the process of securing similar air service arrangements with other African nations. And the International Organization for Migration has launched a $10 million appeal to assist the Bahamas as the country continues to recover from the devastation of Hurricane Dorian a month ago. Hurricane Dorian caused widespread devastation on the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama, leaving behind a trail of destroyed infrastructure, clogged with debris from devastated houses, domestic goods, vehicles, and natural debris like trees and mangroves uprooted by the storm surge. The funding will support the organization's operations in areas such as camp coordination and management, provision of shelter and non-food items, and emergency evacuations through April 2020. Hurricane Dorian hit the northern Bahama from September 1st to the 3rd, devastating Abaco and Grand Bahama. In addition to the destruction, the Category 5 storm caused 61 deaths, while more than 600 people are still missing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, visiting the country shortly afterwards, described the disaster as Category Hell. The International Organization for Migration has established two offices in the Bahamas, one in the capital, Nassau, and the other on Abaco, with a third planned for Grand Bahama. The Bahamian authorities have also formally requested the International Organization for Migration to help relocate citizens stranded in the United States after their evacuation following Hurricane Dorian. And those were some of the stories making headlines in our region at this hour. Stay tuned. Two Cuban women have been recognized for their contributions to promoting understanding and friendship between their country and Japan. Cuban singer Omara Portuondo, the diva of the Buena Vista Social Club, and researcher Teresita Hernandez have both been awarded in Havana the Order of the Rising Sun, Golden Rays with Rosette, which was conferred on them by His Majesty Naruto, Emperor of Japan, this year, 2019, coinciding with the 90th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Japan and Cuba. Japan's ambassador to Cuba, Kazuhiro Fujimura, presented both Cuban women with the award at a ceremony held in September at the ambassador's residence here in Havana, in the presence of family members, friends, and embassy staff. Ambassador Fujimura highlighted the merits for which the two women were granted this coveted recognition. Omara Portuondo, he said, has visited Japan on more than 18 occasions since 1969 to delight Japanese audiences with her exquisite performances, including the concert offered 3 weeks after the Great East Japan earthquake, which occurred in 2011. Teresita Fernandez has directed for the past 20 years the House of Asia Museum here in Havana, affiliated with the City Historian's Office. She too, he said, has contributed to mutually understanding between Japan and Cuba through the celebration of multiple cultural events, including the Day of Japanese Culture and the free Japanese language course open to the public here in Cuba. The diplomat encouraged both prize winners to maintain their special bond through initiatives that promote friendship between the two nations. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. We'll leave you now with a beautiful tune by none other than Omara Portuondo, the diva of the Buena Vista Social Club. The song is her own version of an international hit, Killing Me Softly. We know you will enjoy it. Until next time.
Son tantas las cosas que dice, canta mi historia esa voz. Suave me mata su ritmo, esos acordes. Yo he visto toda mi vida pasando por sus palabras, su emoción. Suerte, tuve de conocerle. pasión. Pedazos de mi vida narraba su canción. ¿De dónde me conoce? Qué extraño, pensé yo. Cantaba mi esperanza y un poco mi dolor. Suave me mata ese canto, sostiene mi vida esa voz. Suave me mata este ritmo, esa mirada, sonrisa, cambia mi vida, cantando con toda la atrás quedan temores, toda la soledad, un nuevo sol.